welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. The Rabbit R1 is turning heads in the tech industry with its eye-catching bright orange design and an innovative approach to handling tasks across various apps. Unlike its predecessors, the Rabbit R1 isn't just an AI assistant able to answer questions, but it's also built with a large action model that allows it to perform tasks like ordering a pizza directly. At just $199, it's a more wallet-friendly option compared to its higher-priced counterparts, demonstrating that advanced AI assistants can be accessible. Excitement is ramping up as Rabbit prepares for a special pickup party in New York where eager customers can get their hands on this gadget, assuming they've reserved a spot in time. The Rabbit R1 isn't all work and no play. It's a fun-sized device with a playful look that begs for a few rounds of 8-bit gaming. Yet it's packed with practical abilities, as per Rabbit Inc.'s CEO, Jesse Lyo. Unique features allow users to generate AI images, troubleshoot smart home devices, and translate text, equipping travelers and home buddies alike with a versatile tech companion. Stay tuned, as hands-on experiences and further reviews following the New York event are sure to uncover just how effectual the Rabbit R1 is in everyday scenarios.
Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, has sparked a debate by labeling Social Security as the biggest Ponzi scheme ever, while responding to a meme that draws a comparison between the two. His take on the issue, which included a suggestion that AI and robots could potentially rescue the system, has left the public divided. Some individuals argue that there are beneficiaries who haven't paid into the system, while others defend it as a crucial lifeline for the elderly. The discussion comes at a time when the financial health of Social Security is under scrutiny, with reports projecting that by 2033, the fund may only be able to pay out 77% of scheduled benefits. This concern is echoed by figures like BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, who has expressed concerns over a looming retirement crisis demanding significant reforms. Despite the worry, a Gallup survey from 2023 suggests an uptick in optimism among Americans regarding the future of Social Security. Lastly, with the average retirement age in the US currently at 64 and individuals planning to retire at 66, the debate around Social Security's sustainability continues to gain relevance. Microsoft has unveiled the Phi 3 Mini, a new, compact AI model with 3.8 billion parameters, advancing the line of lightweight, more efficient AI tools. Smaller than the likes of GPT-4, this model is available on Azure and other platforms, with two additional versions planned, the Phi 3 Small and Medium. Building on its predecessor, Phi 2, the Phi 3 Mini reportedly delivers performance akin to AI models 10 times its size. The development reflects a growing industry trend towards smaller AI models, which offer cost-effective solutions and function well on devices like phones and laptops. Microsoft isn't alone in this space. Competitors like Google and Meta have launched their own versions, targeting tasks from summarization to coding support. Microsoft's approach involves a curriculum training method echoing children's educational progression, focusing Phi 3 on improved coding and reasoning skills. Despite its size, the Phi 3 Mini promises to cater effectively to businesses with smaller datasets and budget constraints, prioritizing efficiency without sacrificing capability.
Reuters has revealed that Chinese government-linked entities continue to acquire advanced NVIDIA artificial intelligence chips via resellers, despite a US ban aimed at restricting China's access to such technologies. These acquisitions occurred between November 20 and February 28, following the expansion of US export restrictions that also barred third-party sales to Chinese firms. Uncertainties linger over whether the chips were procured before the ban took effect, and whether this situation will draw increased scrutiny towards NVIDIA and other tech suppliers. The US government's decision to restrict exports was fueled by concerns over the potential military applications of AI technology by China. Despite the ban, Chinese tech giants like Baidu, JD.com, and Alibaba Group have continued to advance their proprietary AI initiatives. As China shifts focus to domestic chip production to circumvent restrictions, the true competitiveness of local chip makers against NVIDIA's industry-leading AI chips remains in question. Google's AI chatbot, Gemini, is set to receive a significant update focusing on response times, allowing users to witness real-time replies to their questions through a new real-time responses option. This feature promises to make interactions with Gemini more dynamic and conversational, as responses will be developed progressively rather than delivered in one block. The enhancement is part of Google's broader efforts to evolve Gemini AI across various domains, including integration into the Android Studio's coding environment for better developer support. With Gemini 1.5, Google aims to leverage engineering breakthroughs for enhanced efficiency in AI training and serving. However, Google faces challenges in the AI race, as evidenced by historical inaccuracies in its image generation tool, prompting CEO Sundar Pichai to publicly address the issue and ensure corrective measures. Despite setbacks, Google remains optimistic about the future of Gemini, with continuous improvements and a commitment to address its imperfections swiftly.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.